We are still in the book of Galatians. The more I teach in this book, the more I'm enjoying it. Today we're going to speak from chapter 2, and I'll read verses 3, 4, and 5. And we'll get as far along as we possibly can in the next 5 minutes. Verse 3 tells us that neither Titus, who was with me, being a Greek, was compelled to be circumcised. And that because of false brethren, unawares brought in, who came in privately to spy out our liberty, which we have in Christ Jesus, might bring us unto bondage, to whom we gave place by subjection, no, not for an hour, that the truth of the gospel might continue with you. In verse 3 is the first actual mentioning in this letter of the specific question, the enforced circumcision of the Gentile converts. Was it necessary? Was it needful in order to be in favor with God? Paul writes, "But neither Titus, who was with me, being a Greek, was compelled to be circumcised." When Paul and Titus and Barnabas met with the apostles, and Paul told them of the gospel which he had been preaching, even the apostles did not compel Titus to be circumcised. Paul's purpose in relating the entire incident was to show that even there in Jerusalem, in the Jerusalem church, his Greek friend was not compelled to submit to the ceremonial law of circumcision. None of the apostles expected or even tried to force Titus to be circumcised. This being true, what grounds could the Judaizers possibly have for insisting on circumcision of the Gentiles? In verse 4 and 5, which is in parentheses, calls attention to those who were putting pressure to enforce circumcision. This pressure came because of false brethren, unaware brought in, who came in, Paul said, to spy out our liberty, which we have in Christ Jesus, that they may put us unto bondage. That reminds me of some of the preachers that have attended some of our Pentecostal services. They don't come in to worship with us. They come in to spy out the liberty. The liberty which spirit-filled believers have to worship God openly, unashamedly, even in the congregation of the church. They bring their tape recorders. They record all the speaking in tongues and then go back to their wherever and try to decipher what's being said. They bring in people and try to get them to interpret this. But Paul said, if you're speaking to God in an unknown tongue, nobody understands that. Paul said, they're talking to God. They're not talking to men. In verse 4, when Paul talks about the false brothers, he's talking about fellow believers who did not hold the same opinion as Paul, but their insistence upon the necessity of the law constituted in Paul's eye a denial of Christ. Those men had been unaware brought in secretly. Their express purpose was to spy out, gain first-hand evidence of the freedom from the law that the Gentile converts enjoyed in Christ. All of this was an attempt to force the law upon them and to bring them again into bondage. The elements of secrecy most certainly relates to their motives, but Paul was not daunted by these people or their tactics. He writes, to whom we gave place by subjection, no, not for an hour. These false brethren sought before the Jerusalem church to force Paul to conform his gospel to the law of Moses. Even Titus, in spite of the argument and their demands, was not compelled to be circumcised. if he submitted to the circumcision of his Gentile converts, the gospel he had preached to them could not be true. If these 5 minutes have been a blessing to you, let us know. We would love to hear from you. Email us at BibleStrong316@gmail.com. We love you.